Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
If you could go back in time and say something to someone in your past, maybe an ex, an old boss, a deceased loved one, what would you tell them? That question is the basis for a new book called The Things You Would Have Said, and it collects some reflections from people of all walks of life about the times when they didn't speak their minds but wish they had. It's also a question that we asked of you, our listeners. And one listener texted this: my third grade teacher told me I was stupid. I'd like to tell her, I'm not stupid, I just learned differently. And when I found a good teacher, I got straight A's. Another listener called with this story: I lost my youngest son to a car accident on December 9th, 2011. I missed his last phone call. I wish I could tell him I love him one more time. And then we got this from Bridget in Boston.
If I could say one thing to anyone, I would like to apologize to my ex because I blamed all of my problems with drugs and drinking on him when it was really my own demons I was trying to fight.
And then there is listener Al Sullivan. He wrote to us on Facebook and say he did say what he needed to say. He says, just as my aunt was going into surgery, I confessed about a theft I did as a kid. She didn't survive that surgery. It's hugely important to say things when you can and not look back and regret. Joining us now is the author of The Things You Would Have Said and a life coach, Jackie Hooper. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
You know, it's understandable to me when people say, I wish I would have said something to someone who's passed away. What about all the other people? Why is it hugely important to get out the things we would have said to, say, a third grade teacher?
I think what's clear is that people carry it with them all through these years, even if you've passed third grade, you've moved on in your life, it's still something in the back of your head. And I think because of that, it starts to negatively impact the relationships that we have now when we might not really know it. And when we're asked this question, it's really interesting to see how much does flood out, how much we do have inside that we don't share, that we need to just get out, let go, so we can really move forward.
And but I mean, if you have these things in the back of your mind already, you're thinking about them all the time. What difference does it make when you just put them on paper? I mean, you're certainly not really saying it to the person.
It's amazing what writing can do. It really is. When you're there's, I think, a big difference between just kind of journaling and getting the feelings out and writing as though you are writing to the person. I've heard so many stories from people about how they've tried it both ways. And after doing the letter version of it, so much more came out, so much more healing was had. And even though they're not sending it to the person, oftentimes, as far as this project goes, people say that by sending it to me, they feel like they're sending it to the person, or the fact that so many people get to read this and learn from it is valuable for them. So I think healing comes in kind of different ways, even though you can't necessarily give it to the person themselves.
We're speaking with Jackie Hooper, a life coach and author of The Things You Would Have Said. And Jackie, you're 26 years old, right?
I am.
Which means you have years ahead of you to do things and say things that you regret. What made you decide to do a book about things people regret not saying?
Surprisingly, it was the death of Natasha Richardson in 2009. She died from a fall after a skiing accident. And that sudden death idea, doing something so common, really affected me. And I started thinking about how her family didn't have that final conversation. Her friends couldn't see her that one last time. And from there, this idea came about. And overall, it was such a great reminder for me through this process to see what good can come when you let the world around you affect you, no matter what it is. I didn't know her, but to be able to let those things come in and motivate you to do something.
You know, I was kind of surprised, Jackie, how many people ended up writing to their grade school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people hold on to these little incidents? Something, I mean, the guy, the listener who said that their third grade teacher said he was stupid, and that has stayed with them. I mean, out of all the thousands of people, maybe millions he's come in contact through his life, why that?
it shapes you, especially in those early years when you're learning about yourself and who you are and building your confidence. Those little moments when someone makes fun of you, when the teacher says you're stupid, are huge. And they clearly, it's evident through this, that they affect us very far down the line.
What are some of the, and give me an example of a letter in the book where someone wrote someone that may have surprised you.
I think along with those kind of little details, there was a woman who wrote to her husband who died, and she said, "I'm really sorry that I didn't laugh at all of your jokes and that I was trying to be stubborn and prove my point, and you were trying to make light of the situation and I didn't laugh." That really bothered her, and that situation is just so common to me, and I can visualize myself holding back laughter just to prove a point. And so that's a great lesson. Another woman actually too wrote to her husband who died of cancer, and she was talking about all the memories they shared together. And she said, "We never waited until old age to travel and to seek passion and adventure." And she then says, "You never had old age. So how blessed were those decisions?" And again, as far as the whole school and teacher thing goes, there's a woman who wrote to her guidance counselor, and she said, "I got picked on so much, and my mother wasn't a figure in my life, and I was able to turn to you, and I think you're the reason I survived all of those horrible school years."
Did you ask any of your family members to write these letters? Did any of them write them?
Yes, actually, my grandpa's letter is in the book, and he wrote to a neighbor he had who was Christian, and he was Jewish, and during Kristallnacht and all the terrible things that were happening back during the Holocaust, he wrote to thank this family for helping his family, saying, "You're Christian, you put yourself in danger to protect us, and I'll always be grateful for you." And it was really powerful for me on a personal level to not only include some history in the book, but to include family history. And we actually, at the book signing we had here in Powell's, he was able to read his letter aloud to everybody. And it was such a highlight because his story was so powerful.
All right. So we're probably going to have listeners who end up going out and doing this today. A simple guideline to them. How do they get started?
They can go to my website, wouldhavesaid.com, and there's a submit a letter button. And I just really encourage everyone to include as much detail as possible. Those little moments really connect with people and can just paint such a great picture that would be my tip for everybody.
So be detailed and be honest, right, Jackie?
Yes, exactly.
Jackie Hooper, life coach and author of the new book, The Things You Would Have Said. Thanks so much.
Thank you.